Time now for your comments on our program. Listener response to our roundtable discussion about the recent critiques of international habitat conservation efforts was a study in contrasts. In our story, we looked at charges that some conservation groups engage in preservation schemes at the expense of the indigenous people who live on the lands to be protected. Codaline Fabia, a listener in Easton, Pennsylvania, was angered by our treatment of the issue. "Your interview's point seemed to be railing against large conservation organizations," she writes. "The interviewing method you applied omitted the advantages and successes that large, internationally connected conservation groups can and do muster. Gains that," she said, "would not have occurred without establishing larger-than-local environmental groups." But Peter Dumont, a listener in Berkeley, California, who hears us on KQED-FM in San Francisco, had a different take on our interviewing method. He praised us for taking the responsibility of mediating conflict on the air.
"And it was really, really very impressive, very skillful. Dog on the leg, you know, sorry for the expression, but, you know, to kind of get to the points and everything and not let people off the hook, but then let them off at just the right moment. And, you know, it was really very impressive."
Our story about the displacing effects of climate change in the Alaskan Eskimo village of Shishmaref struck a chord with many listeners as well. Stan Polanski here is living on Earth in Franklin, North Carolina. "Given the real-world implications of the dislocation of a society attempting to hold on to the core of its traditional life in the face of impending ecological catastrophe," he writes, "the program is a dagger straight to the heart." The report also resonated with Mary Hayden, a former resident of Nome, Alaska, who now calls Montana home. She says, "Thank you for giving the outsiders," an Alaskan term for anyone living outside the state of Alaska, "such a realistic picture of the native people and their predicament. I personally hope that the bureaucrats in Juneau will see fit to provide the funding for relocating the village, thereby sustaining Shish's culture." Sustaining regional culture carried over to our holiday special, which was dedicated to tales from Appalachia. Jenilyn Waite, who listens to KPBX in Spokane, Washington, was deeply moved by Pinckney Benedict's fictional story, Mercy. "I found I was both laughing and crying as I listened to this moving love story of a father, son, and some neglected horses," she writes. "I was so touched I had to pull over and listen to the whole story uninterrupted by traffic. It is amazing how much emotional impact can be released by such a short story." And finally, a correction and an apology. For those of you who searched in vain on our website after hearing about a Living on Earth South African safari trip during last week's show, sorry. There is no safari trip this year, at least not so far. Last week's show included elements of a previous broadcast, and a now outdated announcement was included by mistake. Our bad. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or you can send real mail to us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. The email address, comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. And you can hear our program anytime on our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.